competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name. Johnny B, how much there is to see. Just open your
eyes and listen to me. Bunch of slap-jawed f***s around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without a glass.
He's
dead! Why would God let this happen? Oh, poor baby.
Johnny,
Alright, guys, listen to Blues Riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try to keep up, okay? Now, it's Johnny B on
102.5, The Bone. Yeah. Welcome back. Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I'm excited about this next segment. I'm not going to lie, I'm excited about all the segments. But I'm really excited about this next one. It's all about the Bucks, baby.
Yeah, man.
Before we get into that, in the studio, hanging out for the rest of the show with us, a guy that will be on stage right before me tonight at Motorworks in Bradenton. A guy that closed his first show, I believe, recently at Side Splitters. A guy that's moving up the ranks, not only in a local setting, but southeast and beyond. One of my best pals. And one of the funniest guys I know, Cam Bertrand, is in the building. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
That's a heck of an intro, man.
That's what, you know, it's what I do. You know, most of the time I like it when a girl says that to me, but yeah, that's fine. I was excited to have you back on the show.
Yeah.
And here we are getting ready to have another wonderful night of stand-up comedy together.
Yeah, quite wonderful indeed.
It's nice how we put it like that on the radio, and then outside of here, we'll just be throwing around all kinds of offensive terms of how we're
like
going.
What?
Things that we're going to do to the crowd, and speaking like it's a physical thing, like what we're going to do to their faces and stuff like that. But what we really mean is we're going to entertain them to the highest of our abilities.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And we're going to be the cleanest guys in the room because Kyle Roos will always he'll also be there.
He's so funny.
He's a
filthy. Is that why you put him on the show?
No, he's funny. That's
oh,
why.
He's great.
My friends are funny.
But he also makes it so that we can say anything.
Well, that's true. I worked with Kyle Roos and in Largo at the Niagara Tap, which is the most open-minded room I've ever played. And I love that place in Largo. If you ever go by there, it's awesome. I do karaoke right afterwards. And the owner basically forces me, keeps me hostage, and makes me sing to the crowd before I leave. And before Kyle Roos goes up, Pretty Paul Parsons goes up, who's the filthiest, scariest-looking old man that's ever done stand-up. Picture like a 100-year-old dude in a jumpsuit telling the dirtiest jokes you've ever heard in your life. That's Pretty Paul Parsons. He's a legend.
I had to follow him my first open mic at Side Splitters.
Yeah, sorry about that.
First time on stage, I had to follow this 80-year-old man who's talking about
filthy
dead babies.
Yes, yes.
It's insane.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Yeah. On the phone, I'm very excited about this. I'm a big fan of his podcast. I was a fan of his before he was on the old 98.7 The Fan, when he was just an intern on 620. I thought he was awesome. He got labeled the commish, and it stuck with him, and that's who will always be to the Tampa Bay area. And he has now blown up in the digital media with his podcast, Bucks Uncensored. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Justin Pawlowski. What's up, pal?
Johnny B, it's great to be on with you, and if there was ever a place for me to carry my big MF and stick, I'm down in downtown St. Pete for the Gay Pride Festival.
Perfect. I know. I'm a little upset that I can't take part. I love the Pride Week. I love Pride Festival. It's a great, great time. And I have to drive right through it to get to Bradenton for my show tonight.
Not through the crowd, though.
No.
To be clear.
No. Over them.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be on the interstate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, I just want to clarify.
Justin, it's great to have you on. I know that you're now like the go-to Bucks guy for Drew Garabo Live. So it's good that I can borrow you for Saturdays also, because this is a great week for stick carriers. And I explained earlier in the show what a stick carrier was. And it's basically somebody that is 100% truly passionate about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's somebody that is going to be the person standing up when the Bucs are on defense, and a person that the person that is tired of our fan base being laughed upon by the masses, being considered weak. We're just a group of people that are sick and tired of the negative and people not really backing the team. And now we're uniting as a fan base. And you, my friend, are the guy that's really brought it all together. I know you like to try to, kind of ease, back up and go, look, it's not me, it's us. And I know, I get it is us. But you're the rallying call. You're the guy that's got everybody fired up. And now you, sir, you like to, look at it as like the old school movie,
Course, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And Dirk Cutter is the godfather for a reason. And explain to the folks in your words, because you do it the best, how the stick carrier movement really started.
All right. So it happened after the Chargers game last year. That was in the middle of the Bucs' 5-game win streak. And after the game, Dirk Cutter stood in front of his team and he uttered the phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big mother effing stick." And I was getting ready. I do my podcast Sunday nights after each of the Bucs games. And I saw that video right before I started recording. And I was like, that's my coach. Like, that's what I've been asking for since they fired John Gruden. And I knew that nobody else was going to run with it like I was going to run with it, because it fit right in with Bucks Uncensored. And it was awesome. And from that moment, that podcast, I said, anyone that listens to this podcast is considered a stick carrier, because that's what Dirk Cutter wants. He wants people that are going to speak softly. He wants the team to carry a big mother effing stick. And so from that point forward, listeners to my podcast became stick carriers. And from that point forward, the movement continued to grow. And it's grown so big over the last several months that I've been saying it, the Bucks have embraced it. Jason Light, general manager, listens to the podcast, and Dirk Cutter this week endorsed the podcast as he listens to the podcast, endorsed the movement. And they're all in. This is an amazing time for Bucks fans. And yes, it is about us, but somebody's got to be the glue. And I'm fine being the leader of that, planning parties, planning get-togethers, growing this movement. This is an inclusive movement. I want every Bucks fan to be a part of it. And I think that we continue to grow in numbers. And eventually I want the entire stadium to be considered the stick carriers, just like the dog pound, just like the black hole in Oakland. That's what we can become here in Tampa and make it a true home field advantage. And that's going to help our team win games on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable at this point that it's going to be huge, but it can be more huge. We can be the best. We can be the biggest, baddest fan base in the whole league. And it really, I would have never thought that would be possible. But now, seeing how your turnout was, and I couldn't make it out because I was on air, but your turnout for your draft party was absolutely profound. How many people showed up to a draft party? This is months before any football is being played, way before even training camp, and people are so fired up. And it's because we have reasons to be excited. We have our staff is in place, all the way from the general manager Jason Light, all the way down to special teams. We are loaded. I mean, we have everything in place for success. And now at least it looks like the guys that have been there through it all, the thick and thin, because you and I, born and raised in Tampa, you and I, season ticket holders forever, and we've sat in the stadium during torrential downpours when we're down by 30 to the Packers, and we stayed there and watched the game and cheered them on in some of the most horrific uniforms and coaching regimes and some of the worst times ever. But we've never, ever, turned our back on the Bucks. Guys like us, guys like Lou and Newport Richie, guys like, Mark the Mailman, all these guys that listen to the podcast that have a name that people recognize through your podcast. Because the cool thing about Bucks Uncensored is you give the fans such a voice. Like, you really step aside and you take these Bucks takes, and they're uncensored. And it's like, sometimes it's frustration. Sometimes it's just joy. But it's all everybody uniting together, and it's like we're in a big room having a party every single time. And this is what the Bucks love. This is what we've needed as a fan base to unite us. And I can't be more excited. Tell everybody. I'll let you tell everybody about Stick Carrier Takeover, because I've already got my big mother effing Stick Carrier T-shirt, and I will be there. There's no way I would miss that. I'll be coming straight here from the studio afterwards, because I do the show 3 to 6 that day, and I'll be sweaty and I'll be tired, but I don't care. And I actually have a stand-up show that night also in Sebring, so that's going to be a big day for me. Tell everybody about Stick Carrier Takeover Day at training camp.
Well, first off, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned it. Bucks Uncensored is about the fans. You know, it's not about me. I like to give my opinion, but I like to have the fans give their opinion as well. So just like you mentioned those guys locally, Lou, Mark the Mailman, Outlaw, some of the regular guys that send stuff in, we're nationwide. We're worldwide. We got people in Ireland that send in Bucks takes. Panama City, Panama, sending in Bucks takes. Javier from Panama City is flying here for this Stick Carrier Takeover of training camp for the Bucks. We're having Stick Carrier Day. It's going to be August 5th. If you thought the draft party was huge, where we had hundreds of people, we had to turn people away because we couldn't fit any more people into Sports Legends where we were having the big party at. This training camp takeover, Stick Carrier Day, August 5th at Buccaneers training camp at One Buck Place, is going to be outrageous. I mean, I'm expecting hundreds of Bucks fans to show up probably early. It's probably going to be about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to take over Buccaneer training camp. We're going to fill the stands. And if you were ever going to go to one training camp practice, and I've been to a bunch of them, and they're boring, and it's hot.
Yeah.
We're going to make it electric. We're going to do chants. We're going to cheer like it's a game. And we're going to fire those players up. We're going to fire the coach up. We're going to fire each other up. I'm super pumped. I think that is going to set the tone for the entire season when it comes to the fan base. Hard Knocks, HBO's Hard Knocks is going to be there. They're going to notice us. It's going to be a big day for this movement, and we're going to really grow this fan base, bring this fan base together, and cheer on our team to many victories this season.
Yeah, it couldn't be really set. The timing on it is so perfect to really to get it out there on a national level with Hard Knocks being there and the Bucks being on Hard Knocks. Everybody watches Hard Knocks. I just got done watching last season's. For no reason, I just watched the Rams Hard Knocks from last season just because I love the show and the way they film it. It's really done well. And now they're going to see the Stick Carriers on HBO. So all the 31 other teams, now they're on notice. Now they're like, something's going on in Tampa. They got Jameis Winston. They got Dirk Cutter. They got a defense that's starting to gel. They got a wide receiving core that could rival anything in the NFL. They're nothing to mess with. And now they got a fan base that's ready to stand up and take over that stadium for the first time maybe in the history of our entire franchise. Now they have to take notice. Now we're the real deal.
Well, we're tired of being punched in the face. You know, we're tired of being the butt of these jokes. And now it's time for the fan base. I'm not talking about the team. They're already fighting back. They went 9-7 last year.
Right.
They proved we can have a winning record. It's about the fans not taking any crap from those Panther fans or Saints fans or any fans across the nation. It's time we start fighting back. And it is. The timing is impeccable, not only with HBO's Hard Knocks, but this is a Buccaneer team. When you look at this roster, they are built to win now, and they are built to win for the foreseeable future. That's what Jason Light has put in place. So for a movement to be starting like this, as this team continues to win, this movement's going to continue to grow, and we're going to become unbearable to all these other franchises across the NFL. And if you and I made reference to this, you know, FSU Twitter, and I know you got Gio on with you on nights there.
Right.
PRS. Gio knows about FSU Twitter. They all rally around each other on Saturdays, on game days. If somebody says something negative about the Seminoles, it's not one person. It's the entire FSU Twitter that comes to the back of that one person to defend their team. That's what I want the stick carrier movement to be. I want it to be where if you say one thing bad about the Bucs to any Buccaneer fan, that the rest of us rally behind that one Buccaneer fan and we fight that negativity off. I think we're going to do it, and I think the times of the Buccaneer fans taking all that negativity is over. We're going to rally around each other. And we're going to build something as special off the field as they're going to have on the field.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Also, this week was the vindication. This week, and I heard it on Ira Kaufman's podcast. And by the way, download that podcast too. It's all part of the JoeBucksFan.com, which I've always been a fan of. Those guys have been around now for right around 10 years, and it's my favorite place to catch Bucks news, and of course that's how I stumbled across Ira's podcast, and of course your podcast. I knew right when it started because we're friends and I follow you. But Ira, this guy is so, there's something about Ira that you just have to love the guy. You gotta love him. And his podcast is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yours drops on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So you got a full week of Joe Bucks fan entertainment between you and Ira. And you have a Saturday. You have the fantasy football podcast. You have pretty. Is that Sunday it comes out? I don't know. I'm all bunched.
Friday is Todd Wright.
Thank you.
He's been a national radio host for a number of years. Now doing a fantasy podcast. Let me tell you this about JoeBucksFan.com. For Steve Isbeth, Lee DeKemper, the guys who created JoeBucksFan about 10 years ago, with myself, Ira, Todd Wright, and Gil Arcia, who writes the column, what I love most about them is we're all so genuine. And I think that's why this other faction of evil Bucks media that's out there, these guys that write these negative articles, that dungeon, at one Buck place, they're all so negative. I don't know, they might hate their lives or whatnot. I think they hate us because we are so genuine, because we are more fan-oriented. And you know what? People are always going to be jealous of the more successful ones. And quite frankly, Joe Bucks fan is so much more successful than any of those other media outlets. And I think it's because we are all so genuine. You add in Rock Riley, who's doing videos now. You can't put a more genuine group of people who genuinely care about the Bucks and them winning than what we've got building at JoeBucksFan.com. So it's an exciting time, not only for the Bucks, but for what the guys at Joe Bucks Fan are building.
Absolutely. And Ira Kaufman, being a legend, being the sage of Tampa Bay Buccaneers information, he actually got to sit down the other day with Dirk Cutter, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that was when the real validation for the stick carriers happened. Explain to everybody, Justin, what happened and why I was screaming in my car with joy when I heard the podcast the other day.
Yeah, I got a little preview the night before. I had a sit down with the Joes from JoeBucksFan.com, and they played that audio for me. And it fired me up. To have this, there's only 32 NFL head coaches, and I don't think we can understate this at all. For an NFL head coach to not only admit, but say that he listens often to a podcast and loves it and loves what the fans are doing and back a movement like we have, you know, that's impressive stuff. Dirk Cutter is not going to BS anyone. I think that's why fans have grown to love him so much, is that he's genuine. Much like my podcast is genuine, much like Joe Bucks Fan is genuine. I think that's why they granted that interview to Ira and to Steve Isbeth at JoeBucksFan.com. I think Dirk Cutter is very smart. He understands what we're doing. And to get his endorsement for my podcast and for this movement, I think speaks volumes. I think Bucks fans everywhere want to rally around what the Buccaneers are willing to endorse, what their head coach is willing to endorse. And that's why we open our arms wide open and welcome you. And the more we rally around each other in numbers, man, the more the more fun it's going to be. You know it, Johnny B. Wait till you see what we got at this training camp takeover. It's going to be mind-boggling.
Oh, I'm hype. I was going to text you and ask if we can bring speakers and microphones because I'm ready to blow it up with you.
Well, I don't. I mean, personally, I don't need speakers and microphones because I am one loud SOB.
You are. I don't want to damage my golden pipes.
That's true. Well, yeah. You know, you can speak softly that day because you do have a show that you have to do.
Right.
I will be the one carrying that big vocal MF.
Absolutely. And I like to mention, like, you have Ralph's Mob over at the Rowdies. If you've ever been to one of their games,
yep.
Love those guys. They're the king of the chants and rallying the team up. You have, what is it? The Thunder Sticks of Fire for the Lightning. Those guys fired a team up. Now the Bucks have the Stick Carriers and we're guys that have been around forever, but now we're recruiting and we're taking some of the Bucks fans that were passionate, but not real passionate and giving them a reason to really go all in and be a real true Stick Carrier. And I'm super excited about it, buddy. And today was a great podcast, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking, you know, like all Stick Carriers, I look forward to all of them. You can find his podcast. It's Bucks Uncensored. You can find it on iTunes and Podbean and pretty much anywhere where you could search a podcast, you can find it. iTunes is how I download it and subscribe to it. And, of course, it comes out on Joe Bucks Fan a little bit earlier than it pops up on your pod feed. And it drops every Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday. And, of course, Ira Kaufman's podcast Tuesdays and Thursdays. Commish, is there anything else before we get out of here, pal?
No, that's fantastic. Our first party is going to be August 11th for that first preseason game. I figured the starters are only going to play two series. So after that, we're going to just drink and party all night long. So make sure you listen to the podcast for all those details.
Absolutely. Justin, appreciate it, buddy. I will be listening. And if you need me for anything, holler at your boy. August 5th. It will be at One Buck Place. It is the Stick Carrier Takeover Day. Dirk Cutter is excited about it. He knows about it. The Bucks know about it. We'll be there. Commish, have a great weekend, pal.
So appreciate it. Thanks, Johnny B.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
go
Justin.
Bucks. That's right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to do a little Let Me Sell That flashback from back in March. We got Cam Bertrand in the studio. And, of course, we're going to be getting to other great stuff where we give away tickets. We have this little game we call Black or White. It's where we prove that you guys are super duper racist, not us. You are, by playing clips and you guess if the person in the clip is black or white, and you'll win tickets. We got Ace Frehley at the Cap. We got Johnny B, Cam Bertrand, and Kyle Roos tonight at Motorworks. Stick around. We're here till 6 o'clock. Don't go nowhere. I told you. Don't. You. Hey, you, Tina, I see you walking away. Walk back. It's the Johnny B Show.
4 out of 5 dentists surveyed really hated this show. And that's really not too bad. It's the Johnny B Show.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Are we halfway done already?
Just about there, buddy.
Jesus. That happened quick. Ryan Adams, Anna Hummel, Roland Mizell taking your phone calls. Special guest in studio, Cam Bertrand.
Yeah.
You were making fun of me because I said I was going to recruit Bucks fans.
We're out here recruiting. We're giving jerseys to children, switching teams. Have you ever thought about being a Buck?
I'm going to go door to door, and I'm going to be wearing a short sleeve white shirt with a Bucks tie. And I'll be like, have I told you about Jesus? And I'll go, what? And I'll go, I said, Jameis. Jameis, have I told you about Jameis?
Jameis is our savior.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Praising Jameis. And I'll go, oh, yeah, definitely. I'm on board. Well, here's a pamphlet. It's just the Bucks schedule.
Yeah, it's got the schedule on it with the roster.
Yeah. There you go. In case you know, I saw your Packers flag outside. And we're going to need you to move or take our pamphlet, really. I'm recruiting right now. Just stop it. I saw a guy in the news this week. He married a chick whose last name was Packer. Because he's a Packers fan, and then he took her name.
Oh, man.
Such a bitch move.
Yeah.
Especially when the Packers they're on a downslide, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough transition.
You think they're good?
Transition.
I think anytime you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, you've got a chance.
How old is Aaron Rodgers?
Doesn't matter, bro.
Does.
Guy doesn't turn the ball over. How many double-digit interception seasons has he had? That'd be one, and it was his rookie year.
Ryan, get out of here!
Just
get
saying. Out of here! I'm not a Packer fan by any stretch.
Pack your stuff and get up out of here.
But as long as Aaron Rodgers is out there, they got a shot.
We have Jameis Winston.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Somebody called Jameis Winston the black Brett Favre the other day to me.
What?
Yeah, I know. And I go, why don't you just say Brett Favre? Jerk.
Well, they're saying he's mobile.
Well, he's a gunslinger.
Yeah, but he's also, I mean, at least saying he's a black Brett Favre is like, oh, he's good in the pocket, but he can also run.
Or he's like Brett Favre, but smoother.
Yeah.
He would never send a D pick, right?
Yeah. Sure,
kind of, that's kind of a white thing. That's kind of a white boy thing to do.
Sure, Anna didn't say that.
What?
That he's the black Brett Favre.
I don't know who Brett Favre is, so no, I didn't say that.
Brett Favre.
The guy in the Wranglers commercials.
Oh, he's good, right?
I don't have cable.
Sad. It's really sad. Phone lines are open 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Thanks again for calling in Justin Pawlowski. That was a fun phone call. I get fired up for the Bucks, man. We're so close.
Yeah.
We're so close. And the Rays are actually playing good baseball right now.
Yeah,
so
they are.
I'm not even like completely tuned out of sports right now. This is great.
It's good stuff, man.
What did they score? 15 last night?
15 on them O's.
I think the Bucks defense is going to get back good enough again that if we score 15, you know, on offense, I think we'll be good. Remember when Warren Sapp used to say that?
Give us 17.
Give me
points.
17. Yeah. That's all we need. Give us 17, and that's what the Bucks would do. Brad Johnson would be like, "That's really all I got in me, man. I'm gonna give you 17." Like, people don't even know my name. This is stupid. Well, we got Michael Pittman back here. You guys need to score a touchdown a game. And Derek Brooks like, "Yeah, I'll get you a touchdown. That's fine." Rondae Barber, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Gramatica's just like, "Get me within range."
Yeah. He's like, "Get me close." I'm not messing with it. I love Martin, man. He was one of the guys that made me fanboy out when he knew who I was. Like, a couple of years ago, I was in the hospital for a few days. And I had a blood clot in my leg. And then when I got out, we had a radio event for Mike Calta's birthday at the Hard Rock. And then Gramatica showed up, all the Gramaticas. And he walks up. Well, first of all, Charlie Belcher walks up. And he goes, "How's your leg, Johnny?" And I go, "Oh, wow, thanks, Charlie Belcher. That's very nice of you." But I've met Charlie before. But I didn't know we were, like, on that level where he cares about my health. and then Martin Gramatica and Bill Gramatica and Santiago, they come walking up, and I see him, and I go to walk up, you know, because I've met him before, but I don't know if they remember me because they play poker, and I've been in the poker community for a long time. And Martin walks right up to me, and he goes, "Johnny B, man, how's your leg?" And I went, "How's your leg?" That's the only thing I knew to say. That's the only thing. I go, "How's your leg?" And he's like, "Good." And I go, "All right, fine. Your leg's way more important than my leg." Yeah. In the history of Tampa Bay, Johnny B's leg, not nearly as important as Martin Gramatica's leg. Your leg has a ring. My leg is just a fat thing. My leg is a Cabbage Patch Kid leg. I don't even have a knee. I have a dent. If you were to find me naked in a river like E.T., they would be like, "Oh, look, it's a big-ass Cabbage Patch Kid. It's so sad. He's coming unsewed," or whatever happens to Cabbage Patch Kids. It's the saddest situation.
Dude, my mom had the biggest crush on Martin Gramatica.
I thought you were going to say a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Nah. My mom loved Cabbage Patch Kids. Nah, it's creepy.
She's in love with Martin Gramatica?
Yeah. Like, we went to, like, one of his signings he did at like, a store.
Yeah.
And she, like, fangirled out.
Hell yeah.
She was, like, 45 at the time.
Okay.
And she was like, "Oh, my God, it's Martin Gramatica." I was like, most women like Clooney.
Right.
You like our kicker.
He's adorable, though.
He's cool.
He's got some of the best hair in the history of kicking.
So if you're going Martine or mm-hmm. Clooney as a grown woman, going Martin Gramatica?
In your mom's defense.
Don't you defend my mom, Johnny.
Maybe your mom is a realist like me. Like, I've never swooned over girls that are, like, completely impossible.
So you're saying Martine's attainable?
Right. Like, I remember watching Facts of Life. And I would never be after Blair. Like, never lusted after Blair. I was like,
she's got too many chasing her.
I was like, Natalie could get it, though. You know what I mean? Fat Natalie, she can get it. Like, I'm all over now. I know I can get there. Yeah. I was like 12. I'm like, watch me. Let me loose in Mrs. Garrett's house. I'll have Natalie's number
in
5 minutes.
The odds.
Yeah. Yeah. Tootie, no shot. Joe, don't like dudes. Natalie, I'm going to slam that. You know what I mean? A realist. Every other guy I knew wanted Blair. We do a little segment sometimes on this show called Let Me Sell That. It's where I pitch my sales ability to the sales staff here at CMG, Cox Media Group Tampa, because they're the best. But right now, for some weird reason, I am without endorsement. And I don't know how you wouldn't want this voice behind your service or product. So every week I come up with a fake product or service, and then I pitch it in three different styles. The normal style, the wacky style, if you want crazy comedian Johnny B, and then, of course, the smooth-ass style, my alter ego that I'm about 3 hours a day. This is the Johnny B you get, baby. What's up? Hey, what's up, Dunkin' Donuts? You got my coffee hot and fresh in the drive-thru. Keep the change, baby. Keep it. By the way, got a coffee on the way here today.
Yeah?
Couple coffees for me and the lady.
Okay.
And I completely blew the mind of a cashier. This is so fun. It came up to $5.76. Okay. So I gave him $7. Mm. Said keep the change. Because I always tip in the drive-thru. Always.
Okay.
Because I'm a big tipper. I've worked in the hospitality industry my entire life, as you have most of yours.
Yes.
So a lot of times they'll have a little tip cup. Sometimes they won't. I'm going to give it to them no matter what. But sometimes the ones that don't, I guess they're not accustomed to it. So I give him the $7. I'm like, keep the change. There's a pause. He's looking in his hand. He's looking at the money. And then he looks back and he goes, $5.76. I go, yeah, no, keep the change. And he goes, okay, but you gave me $7. I'm not going to tip you 24 cent, bro. I go, just keep it, man. Keep it. All of that money is yours, man.
He's like, but there's an extra dollar
I
here,
know, man.
Man.
All of that. I am raining down 124 pennies to you, my friend, for your barista skills today.
He just starts unbuttoning his work uniform. I didn't think I was going to have to do this today.
Not again. Not again. Damn you!
Well played, Johnny B.
Yes.
Well,
for $1.24, you get it all. But I looked at my girl, and I looked back at him, and I go, yep, it's all yours, buddy. And then he's like, wow, thanks, man. I go, not a problem, pal, but it was so funny. It was so weird. Anyway, I thought I would just give it a little, peel the curtain back, give you a little piece of Johnny B's life on the way to the studio. We came up with something back in March, and somebody emailed me this week. I'm brain farting his name, but I remember it was a dude. And he talked about Frida's Frittatas. It was a fake product we came up
with. Was it Frosty Poon?
It wasn't Frosty Poon. Oh. No, Poon. Poon.
It is Poon.
It's French. In French, Poon. They say Poon.
They do not.
Oh.
That's not even French.
Okay.
Nope. I'm bringing you back Frida's Frittatas. It is a fake company that is a brunch place that features frittatas made by a woman named Frida. Maybe you're somebody out there that has a frittata restaurant. I can help you. I'm the voice you need. Here's the Frida's Frittatas commercials. We'll give you the straightforward first. Here it is.
Hello, Tampa Bay. My name is Frida, and I have my restaurant, Frida's Frittatas, right there on Himes in Tampa. If you have not had my delicious frittatas, then you have not let.
Did you hear that other music?
I did. What was
did it sound like a horror movie?
It did.
Yeah. That was the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Was that like an ad playing behind it?
No, it was not. I am a radio professional. It was not that.
I actually was catching myself first. I'm like, wait a minute. When we did this back in March, did I accidentally record something over this?
No, I was visualizing me punching you in the face.
Yeah.
Let's start it over. Sorry, guys. This is live radio.
Hello, Tampa Bay.
Much better.
My name is Frida, and I have my restaurant, Frida's Frittatas, right there on Himes in Tampa. If you have not had my delicious frittatas, then you have not let your mouth be happy. What is a frittata? You should know. Use Google. It's the eggs and the veggies and so many cheeses all put together like an omelet, but way prettier. You go down to Frida'sFrittatas.com, and you will see my menu of over 200 frittatas. They're so delicious. It'll make your mouth say, I love you, a frittata. You're so good.
Excuse me. Who are you and what are you doing in my restaurant?
I'm Frida. I'm making the frittatas.
No, I'm Frida and this is my frittata joint.
No, we're both the Fridas and we both make frittatas.
Get the fuck out of here, you weirdo.
All right, look, it's me, Johnny B. You guys paid me through the station to do this. I'm just going to grab this frittata you made and get out of here. You guys tell him Johnny B sent you. There you go. That's a straightforward one.
I kind of liked it with the Game of Thrones background in it.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was like, eat this frittata before I kill you and your baby. Every time I tell somebody to watch Game of Thrones, I'm like, the new one's coming out. You got to catch up on all the seasons.
Yeah.
I get a text like 2 hours later. They killed a baby in episode 2. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't remember that part. Don't blame me. I didn't kill the baby. did we have a straight one, or was that the wacky one?
No, that no. There is a wacky and a smooth. We did not actually have a straight version for this one. We did, but you, the Frida one was fantastic.
I like it. Here's a smooth version if you like this, Johnny B.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy, JB. I don't want to talk to you about my favorite place to enjoy brunch in Tampa Bay. Why? Because not only do they have more varieties of brunch items anywhere in the damn area, they got my favorite thing in the whole wide world next to you, sweet mama. I'm talking about the frittata. What's a frittata? I'll tell your ass. It's like an omelet and a quiche had a baby. And that baby's like, hey, my name Frittata. And you like, hey, baby, why are you giving yourself a name? You shouldn't be able to talk yet. You just a baby. But I'll eat that baby because that baby's delicious. But I ain't here to talk to you about eating babies. I'm talking about Frida's Frittatas right there on Himes, right in downtown Tampa. You walk in that place early in the morning or late in the afternoon, and they're going to make your ass a fresh frittata. And you're going to look at Frida and be like, damn, baby, I want that frittata all up in my mouth. And she'll be like, okay, here come daddy. When you go down there, you make sure you get a mouthful of that frittata and you look at Frida and you go,
your boy does bitch at me.
So that's what it sounds like if you got food in your mouth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
I do a lot of acting.
You do?
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. Frida's frittatas. Should be a real place.
I've never wanted to eat a frittata naked.
Okay.
But I imagine this is how you eat those.
Yes. Hell yeah. You lay it up. You and your girl get all nice, right? You light some Yankee candles up around the room. Get the mood set. Put on that Marvin Gaye. You get that frittata all made up nice. Whip it up. Beat it up. Put it in the oven. Get it all nice. Hit it with a little Parmesan at the end. Maybe some fresh herbs. You got out your palate garden that you made all by yourself with your manly muscles. You bring it in. You take that frittata out. You let it cool off just hot enough to where it won't burn you when you put it on her chest. Then you eat it off.
What are we still talking about?
And then you go to sleep.
Why are my pants off right now?
And your penis is
out. Oh, and your penis is out. Let's call back from last week. Let's take phone call 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We'll give away some tickets next. We'll play Black or White, our crazy, wacky game that proves that most of you guys are filthy, horrible racist. We will play when we come back. We have Ace Frehley at the Capitol Theater on July 20th, and we'll give away a pair of tickets for tonight's show in Bradenton. If you're anywhere near the area, you got to come check out Cam Bertrand, Kyle Roos, and myself and my favorite little microbrewery, Motorworks, right there on 9th next to the Marauder Stadium. So make sure you call in next. Play a little Black or White. It's the Johnny B. Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.